today's featured guest, Jordan Roy Byrne, head of the Daily Gold and author of The Coming Renewal of Gold Secular Bull Market. My next guest makes his debut on GoldSeek.com radio. Jordan Roy Byrne is a chartered market technician and publisher of The Daily Gold. He has a premium publication, as well as author of The Coming Renewal of Gold Secular Bull Market. That's music to our listeners' ears today. And how about this? Underscore and highlight this. It's free to our listeners. We'll put out that information at the end of our talk. Welcome, Jordan.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you. In the commodity sector this year, of course, red hot 2016. We've seen this before. We've been disappointed in recent years. Tell us what's happening and what you see.
Well, with respect to the gold stocks, which is my focus, it's really interesting, this rebound that we've had that just seems to, it won't correct. And that's kind of what I've been focused on this moment. Will this rebound in the gold stocks correct or not? And I guess, I mean, big picture, if we don't have a 20% correction here and now, I think it's possible we could kind of get a blow off move into the summer and then a larger correction. So I still see some good upside potential here. But if we don't have a correction, then I think we could get a larger correction in the summer. But I do think we've seen a major turning point early this year. And if you compare what I like to do, just comparing the rebound that we've had in the gold stocks to the ones that we had from the 2008 low and the 2000 low, the rebound is well in line with what you see in a bull market. And similarly, I compare the rebound in gold to the rebounds we've had in gold following the 1976 low and the 2008 low and some other lows. And gold is not quite as strong as the gold stocks, but that's fine because typically the gold stocks really outperform. They really lead coming out of a major hole. And I think the bottom that we had earlier this year, I mean, looking at it on a historical basis, and these are some things I point out in the book, at the low in January, I saw a lot of similarities between that low and actually the 1942 low in the stock market. And I'll just expound upon that for a minute. In my opinion, that was the greatest buying opportunity of all time in the stock market. And the reason for that was threefold. In 1942, U.S. stocks were at the same level as they were 41 years earlier. And also, right before that low, if you look at the rolling 5- and 10-year returns, in the overall market, they were close to the worst of all time. I think the 5-year was the second worst of all time. The 10-year was the worst of all time. And of course, at that point, the stock market was coming off of a 4.5 or 5-year bear market from 1937 to 1942. Now, similarly with the gold stocks, what we saw at the January low, and I'm talking about the Barron's Gold Mining Index because that has a history that goes back to the 1930s. That was at the same level as it was 42 years ago. In addition to that, the rolling 5- and 10-year returns for the gold stocks were the worst of all time. And then lastly, the gold stocks had just come out of a 4.5-year long bear market, which was the worst bear market ever. So there's really no similarities. The stock market's completely different from just this tiny gold stock sector. But from a real big picture viewpoint, I think that illustrates that the low that we've seen in gold stocks, not just a significant low, but really a potentially historic low. And I think that explains the really strong rebound we've had. The rebound that you have in the first year tends to be very strong, and people tend to get left behind because they're worried that there's going to be a correction. The reason for that is the previous bear market is still ingrained in their mind. So I think we've seen that, where we've seen such a strong move, and a lot of people are worried that there's going to be a correction, and we just haven't had that yet. The stock market in 2009, where it just had this basically this V rebound, and it kept going despite what most people perceived as poor fundamentals. A similar case of that, the tech stocks following the 2002 low, they had a really strong rebound after the 2002 low, and I mean, stocks were doubling and tripling. It just kept going higher and higher. That's what we see in the gold stocks here and now. And I think, I mean, I know it's a long answer, but just looking at that history really underscores the significance of the low that we've made in the gold stocks. And I think typically when you're early in a new bull market in gold, the gold stocks really lead the metals. And we've seen this with silver, because silver has rebounded a little bit, But even before it started to rebound, the silver stocks were just exploding, despite the fact that silver hadn't really moved much. Again, it's just an example of the stocks really leading the metals. And so I think we need to continue to take our cues from the stocks going forward. I think they'll continue to drive the metals in the months and quarters ahead.
I mean, just take a look at the driver of the previous 12-year bull market in the yellow metal, 12 consecutive unbroken years of higher closes. What was leading the way? Well, most of that time, as you, I think, were alluding to here, we saw the XAU and many of the shares leading the way higher. So as you say, you know, the shares led us out of what appears to be maybe the ultimate nadir in a four-year-plus correction. I don't think anyone would really advocate chasing shares with over a, you know, roughly a 100% rally from at least the bottom in 2016. But at the same time, what I think you are directing folks to is look out for buying opportunities on any major correction. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, Chris, the way to make money in a bull market, I mean, if you can't catch the bottom, which no one really can, okay, if you know that the trend is going to be higher, then what do? Well, number one, you buy and hold. And number two, you try and buy when there's a correction, like you said. We haven't really had a correction yet. And as I said at the top, I mean, I think looking at the gold stocks, it's possible either we're going to get a 20% correction this month. I mean, I think we're down about 10% or so, or we were a couple days ago. So it's possible that we could see that in the next couple weeks. If that doesn't happen and we get a blow-off move into June, perhaps, then you're probably going to see a significant, you know, 30% type correction after that in the summer. And then that would be a great buying opportunity at the end of the summer, or maybe it bleeds a little bit into the fall. So people really, they have to have a big picture view. And if they haven't got into this rebound so far yet, just be a little patient, because a buying opportunity will be coming. And it's exactly what you said. That's what you want to do. Just buy when there's a correction. And gold stocks, typically, even in bull markets, they'll have at least a couple 20% declines every year.
All right, let's expand that big picture into an even bigger picture. You know, many of our listeners have heard of the economic troubles in South America. Venezuela has triple-digit inflation. Of course, this has been brewing for some time. Their peso crashing against the yellow metal. The troubles, I think, facing people in that nation could manifest themselves, including perhaps even the United States, maybe not to this degree, but perhaps. And that's one of the fundamental drivers behind the safe haven status of the yellow metal. I mean, they're experiencing power cuts, water shortages, grinding recession, difficulty procuring life's basic necessities. Well, what crystallizes that wealth better than precious metals, and what benefits better from that trend than the precious metals equities? Do you have any specific ticker symbols or companies that you like to share today?
I focus on the juniors. So typically the stocks that I'm looking at, they're highly speculative and highly risky. Now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, I can mention one company, Klondex Mines is one of my favorites. They're a producer in the U.S. They also have a project in Canada. And their stock actually bottomed a couple years ago because they're a low-cost producer. They're actually making money. The CEO a couple years ago said that he put 95% of his own money in the stock, which is really unheard of. That is how confident he was, even though we were in a clear bear market at that time. But if you look at the chart of the stock, you'd think that, well, you know, I missed the opportunity. It's gone up too much. However, if you look at the Canadian chart over the last 10 years or so, the stock just had a very significant breakout to a new all-time high. And as I said, fundamentally, this is a company with cash. They've been making money in a low gold price environment, and they acquired this other mine that another company had trouble with in Canada. And Klondex really has the expertise to get this mine up and running, in my opinion. So their production is going to be growing in the years ahead. Looking at their valuation, I do believe that there's some valuation upside. I do think the price of gold is going to rise. So when that's something I look for with producers, is if you have the gold price going up, then their margins can go up. You know, what's the valuation of the company? Can that go up? And then can its production go up? Because if all three of those things are going up, those are three drivers of a higher stock price. So even though this stock has already gone up a lot and done well the last couple of years, I think in the years ahead, it can perform even better. So that's definitely one that you can buy on the dips, in my opinion. And I do own the stock.
All right, well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask your thoughts about this trend. There's been a sea change event in the primary underlying tide within the precious metals sector. Give us an idea of where you see, on a forward basis, this trend leading the markets and how you'd be positioning yourself.
Well, I personally position myself in the junior miners because that's really where my expertise is. I think all of your listeners, they probably have different goals and risk tolerance and those sorts of things. So it's really, when people are listening, they really need to figure out, you know, what's best for me, because for someone who wants to speculate, the stocks are fine, but maybe you don't want to speculate. You just want to preserve your wealth, but you want to partake in the trend. I mean, for someone, for that kind of person, I would just focus on accumulating the metals. I mean, if, as far as a physical position, I really consider that insurance. I consider that separate from an investment portfolio, but just focusing on the investment portfolio, I mean, owning the ETFs of the metals, I mean, that's fine with me. And then if someone understands the risk and they're looking to speculate, then I would partake in the stock. So I think everyone really needs to figure out, you know, what's best for my own situation, and then kind of apply the advice they hear from a number of guests, apply that to their own personal situation.
Backtrack to the market bottom you talked about earlier in the show, 2009. We saw U.S. equities, the most unloved sector. People didn't want to hear about it. I mean, we'd had the credit crisis, the subprime implosion, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns. I remember when you could pick up Ask Jeeves, you might recall, for pennies on the dollar, and then it did skyrocket forward, you know, 10, 20, 50 fold in just a matter of months and years. So I think this idea of getting overweighted in any sector, it's counterintuitive. It's a difficult way to invest for most, not, you know, professional investors, maybe not, but for the typical listener, we'd like for you to start to increase your weighting in the precious metals sector. And I think our guest today has outlined some excellent ways to do just that. Well, Jordan Roy Byrne, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the services you provide, as well as the free tome you're offering to folks at your website?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Then go to my website, thedailygold.com. There's an opt-in box there. And if you opt in for my free newsletter, you get a copy of my book and also a kind of a follow-up report that I just wrote a couple weeks ago. So every weekend I send out to the free newsletter, I send out, you know, my thoughts on what's going on here and, you know, the recent interviews and videos and articles that I've done. Do a lot of free material. I post that on the website and also include a few snippets from the premium updates that I do. And my premium service, I focus on the stocks, the miners, the junior sector specifically. I do updates every week. So I put out a weekly update on Saturday. Yeah, just go to my website, thedailygold.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. You get my book, and you can kind of see and learn a little bit about the kind of work that I provide.
We're going to look forward to talking in future shows. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.